Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Staffel program and Your Smile Matters. And this beautiful Sunday afternoon, I have a wonderful guest, a continuation of our program last week, so you don't want to miss this. We're going to have some more valuable information that's going to be able to inspire you. It's going to be able to help you make better decisions about your health and both oral health and physical health. And remember this, you can listen to this show. It'll be on the podcast as well as about 7 years will be on the podcast, are on the archived on the podcast. It's a free podcast, and that the address is staffelDDS.podomatic.com. staffelDDS.podomatic.com. And you can pull that address up, download it to a computer, and then listen to as little or as much as you want. I have a lot of interesting guests in the past, and you can listen to Dr. Brian. He's my guest today, Dr. Nathan Bryan. Dr. Bryan, are you there?
I am, Dr. Staffel.
Thank you so much for dedicating another Sunday afternoon of your very valuable time. And, of course, I know you're out of town doing another great meeting. And what is your meeting this week?
Well, I'm headed up from Los Angeles up to Ventura in California. It's the Nitric Oxide Gordon Conference. We have this every year. It's by invitation only. It's probably the 100 of the world's top leading nitric oxide folks that meet once every 2 years to hopefully move the field forward.
Oh, gee, that sounds great. Now, last week you were in Florida for a stem cell meeting.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, I was thinking about all of this, and the information that you had was so incredible, because we're talking about oxygen. Oxygen is just so terribly important, but people really don't take it very seriously. And that's the thing that you and your research team in the University of Texas Medical School in Houston have been so wonderfully contributory to the world of health by helping us get better oxygen sources. And especially...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head how important oxygen is, and I tell people if they don't think it's important, just hold your breath for 5 minutes. What we've realized over the past 10 years is that it's not just about breathing in oxygen. It's about having sufficient nitric oxide produced in your body to deliver that oxygen to the individual cells that make energy. And so what we're finding is that without nitric oxide production, you're slowly beginning to die. Tissues don't work. Your brain doesn't work. It can't work. You can't exercise. Your skeletal muscles don't work. Your sex organs don't work. Your heart doesn't work as properly, and your kidneys don't function as properly. So we're 17 years, actually about 19 years after a Nobel Prize was awarded for the discovery of nitric oxide, and it amazes me every day that physicians and healthcare practitioners know so very little about nitric oxide, because their patients cannot and will not get well until they fix their nitric oxide production.
Well, you know, I want to talk some about stem cells and what you learned last week. But first of all, give our listeners a little bit of your background. I think it's so fascinating what you have done and where you've come from and the amount of time that you've spent into developing your particular expertise.
Sure. Well, I'm a Texas-grown, Texas-raised boy. I went to the University of Texas at Austin for a bachelor's degree in biochemistry. From there, I went to LSU School of Medicine in Shreveport, where I received my doctoral degree. And then from there, I spent 3 years up in Boston at Boston University Medical Center as a cardiology fellow, and then was recruited to join the faculty at UT Medical School in Houston back in 2005 by Fred Murad, who was one of the gentlemen who shared the Nobel Prize for the discovery of nitric oxide. So I've been very fortunate to work with the giants in the field. We've made some, turned out to be some very important discoveries, but I've spent my entire professional and adult life studying the production and control of nitric oxide.
Well, that is so incredible, and I thank you so much for bringing your expertise to my listeners and my patients, because I I am such a strong believer. I've been using it myself for several years, ever since you came on the scene, and it's allowed me to remove myself from my with my doctor's my doctor's direction to get off of blood pressure medication that I'd been taking for years, because the Neo 40 does such a beautiful job of naturally correcting blood pressure for many, many cases. And it's really been a wonderful thing for me and many of my patients. We use it a lot. And I use it a lot in before I work on patients as well, because they come in and they're all in a what we call a sympathetic fight or flight mode, and that means their vessels are shutting down. And Neo 40 is a great way to relax those vessels and get more blood flow, and I think it has a calming effect on patients as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we hear that. We've had this on the market for 7 years. We've got 6 published clinical trials on it, 8 issued patents, both in the U.S. And international. And so, you know, as I voiced my frustrations earlier on physicians not knowing the importance of nitric oxide, it's been our mission to educate both physicians and consumers. I do 20 or 30 lectures a year to healthcare practitioners and physicians, but I also enjoy the opportunity to speak to consumers and listeners like yourselves, to where we can educate the masses. And so what we're hoping is that patients can begin to take control of their own health and then take this information and this knowledge to their physicians and educate their physicians and healthcare practitioners. And I think that's the only way we're going to do what we set out to do, and that's to change the face of healthcare and really change the world.
Oh, that's so good. And now, you know, when I was sitting thinking about this, and I mentioned this to you a little bit earlier, there's brain tissue, there's heart tissue, there's muscle tissue, there's nerve tissue, and skin, and then there are teeth and tooth tissue. Now, and you can correct me anywhere I'm wrong, because you're a orthomolecular biologist, and you know the details of every cell. A tooth is programmed to last you for 80 years plus, and the tooth does not have any capacity to repair itself. And so it's a remarkable instrument. And, of course, in our office, we really work hard to help people manage and protect their natural tooth, because there is nothing. This tooth is programmed to last you 80 years plus, and there's nothing that a dentist can make that's going to last 80 years. So with this in mind, we have a program to help people save these valuable teeth, because even with the incredible technology that we have, and we're always putting new technology in, we're always going to continuing education courses, and we don't come close. We don't even come close to that natural tooth. And being able to preserve that tooth is a major focus of our practice, Dr. Staffel and McLinn. Now, along this line with the stem cells, I was looking at my leg. My leg is several decades old, and it still looks the same as it has for many years. And I can wake up every morning and count on all my cells being in place and reproducing themselves, and the skin cells are dying off. Skin cells, what do they last, 7 days?
Well, it depends on the tissue. I mean, every tissue has their own kind of endogenous resident stem cells. All the stem cells inside the body are found in the bone marrow and even our fat, these pluripotent stem cells. But the turnover rate is different for every organ. For instance, the skin we live in today is several days and weeks old. We regenerate, we get rid of skin cells, what we call desquamation, and then we build new ones.
Uh-huh.
Our liver regenerates in a period of every week.
And how much for the liver?
Every several weeks, the liver can regenerate.
Okay.
And so that's how our body works. When we damage or pull a muscle or damage a tissue or have trauma, the healing process is regenerating that tissue. So getting rid of the damaged proteins and cellular debris, and then building new cells that work properly. And part of that is determined by our own resident stem cells that become mobilized and differentiate which, by the way, is dependent upon nitric oxide production. And so that's really what aging is. Aging is really the loss of the ability to regenerate tissue. And so as I go back to what I said earlier, when you've lost the ability to regenerate tissue, systems fail. Event in that whole process is loss of nitric oxide production. If you can't regenerate your liver, you develop liver dysfunction and liver failure. You can't regenerate the neurons in your brain. You have cognitive disorders and memory fails and pre-Alzheimer's, Alzheimer's. You can't supply the working heart muscle of oxygen and nutrients, which is dependent upon nitric oxide. You'd have heart disease or heart attack. So all of this goes back to the loss of nitric oxide production. We have the tools to diagnose it both functionally and biochemically, and now we have the tools to fix it. And so it's not this nebulous science that it was 20 years ago. The tools are in place now, and it's really our mission to get this knowledge out to the people that can have the biggest effect.
Well, that was a point I was trying to make. I look at my leg or my arm or hand, and I'm positive, as positive as I can be about anything, that it's going to be there in the morning in that same shape, and it always is. And that's due to the factors that you're talking about. And then I know that the brain is going to have turnover, tissue that's going to turn over. Is that not right? Over a period of time?
It is. It's slower. I mean, that's why brain injuries take a little bit longer to heal, because the turnover rate of regenerating new neuronal tissue is a lot slower than it is, for instance, for the lining of our gut or for the our skin or epidermis.
Now, what about the heart? Does that turn over?
The heart does turn over. In fact, you see this in patients who have had a heart attack. You know, there's dead tissue in the heart, and then if you, you know, over a period of time, if they do the right things and restore their nitric oxide, you completely remodel the heart. The scar tissue will actually go away, and you have functional beating myocardium again. So you see this every day in practice, and it basically recapitulates the theory of regenerative medicine.
And nerve tissue is going to regenerate or turn over?
Nerve tissue does regenerate over. In fact, we can build new neurons. And years ago, they thought that wasn't the case. Patients who had a spinal cord injury, it was thought that they were destined to have that injury for the rest of their life. But now we know that under the right conditions, you can regrow neurons and reconnect these synaptics and neuronal activity.
And then skin, of course, we know that skin is going to regenerate itself. Now, hair is a little bit different, right? It's going to grow, but where does hair fit into that model?
Well, hair is the same. I mean, it's a tissue. It's a fibrous protein, and so it's not unlike any other cell of the body. You have to regenerate that and rebuild and give the those cells what they need to function properly, and then the hair continues to grow. And you know, even in male pattern baldness or even women with alopecia, you can actually regrow hair given the body the right conditions and what it needs to make a cell that works properly.
And then, of course, so we just mentioned skin. So we have all of these tissues that can regenerate themselves except teeth. Teeth are the only tissues in the body that cannot regenerate themselves. So, and they require special management as a result. So we're going to set that aside, and I want to concentrate today about the fact that all these tissues that we just talked about, the brain, the heart, muscle, nerve, skin, hair, tissues that are capable of regenerating themselves, and the organs, of course, our precious organs, the liver, the kidneys, you name it, the body is just such a fantastic system, and when you study the body and all of its symptoms, not symptoms, but all of its complexities, you realize that it was a very special process that put the body together, and that allows you to live out periods of time, just like this tooth that's programmed to last 80 years or more. So what I want to expose my listeners to is, why is this, and what are stem cells? How do stem cells work? Because that's the big thing that you see all over everywhere in the news. Stem cells, they're going to be able to grow teeth with stem cells, supposedly. They're going to be able to grow new bones and everything. Well, bring us up to date, because I don't know anything about it except, and that's what my listeners and I want to hear about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the biggest connection between what you do and the overall health of your patients, and I think the disconnect with standard medicine is the importance of oral health and the health of your teeth in affecting your overall systemic health.
Yes.
So it's known for many, many decades that people with poor oral hygiene and periodontal disease or gingivitis have a higher incidence of heart attack and stroke and cardiovascular disease.
Yes.
So it wasn't, the mechanism really wasn't clear. What we've found over the past really decade or more is that these oral infections or these infected teeth or poor oral hygiene shut down nitric oxide production.
Okay.
Now you have a link between, or a mechanism between, the oral systemic link.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's so important to take care of those teeth and your oral health, because if you don't, you begin to disrupt nitric oxide production and bad things begin to happen.
That's incredible. All right, now let's talk about the mechanism of how stem cells are involved in all of this, and what did they cover at that meeting?
Well, it's really revolutionary. Now, I certainly think it's the future of medicine and patient care, because we know that our body contains these resident stem cells. The problem is, the older we get, the less stem cells we have in our bone marrow, and if we lose the ability to make nitric oxide, then these stem cells become useless because they don't get the signal to mobilize to go to the site of injury or a dysfunctional cell or tissue. And
okay, that's a point I want to stop on and amplify. Stem cells need a signal, and nitric oxide is one of the signaling molecules?
Yeah, nitric oxide is the requisite signal that tells stem cells to mobilize, go to the site of injury, and then to differentiate into that specific cell type to regenerate cells and tissue. So without nitric oxide, the stem cell doesn't know what to do or what to become.
So, that's fascinating. That's absolutely fascinating. So, where are we in the stem cell situation? Where I read articles where they take a sample of a person's DNA or skin or something, whatever they do, and they can grow or differentiate into different cells. Where is that particular technology?
Well, people are harvesting, or physicians are harvesting their patients' own stem cells now for many years.
That's what I mean.
The challenge has always been that obviously that person's sick, or else they wouldn't be getting stem cell therapy.
Okay.
So my philosophy has always been, if you're isolating stem cells and the cells are dysfunctional, if you get a dysfunctional enzyme in a cell, then that cell becomes dysfunctional. So wouldn't it make sense to fix the function of the stem cells prior to giving them back to the patient?
Yeah.
So that's what we've been focused on, and that's why I'm actually leaving California on Thursday to fly to Florida to give a lecture at another stem cell conference. Because here's what we're finding, that the stem cell function becomes better and more effective in the treatment if you start these patients on our nitric oxide to restore the function of many of these cells. And so you get more bang for the buck. The patients get better, they do better, and it just makes sense. If you restore nitric oxide, you're going to dilate the blood vessels, you're going to get the cells where they need to go, and they're going to have the signal to tell them what to become.
So how long before, say a person is going to have a stem cell procedure, how long should they start on, like, the Neo40? Does your research show that they should be on that in order to get the best benefit from the surgery?
Well, we know from our clinical data that 30 days does the trick. Now, I think you can probably see these effects if people aren't able to, they don't have 30 days notice for their procedure. The most important thing is to get it in the system. Because we know that even the effects of a single lozenge will restore endothelial function, or the function of many of these cells that they're given back into the body, by 15% within 4 hours. So a single lozenge is going to make a huge effect. Now, after 30 days, we're basically restoring the body's own ability to make nitric oxide becomes improved. The function of these cells become improved. So I tell people at least 30 days, but the most important thing is to just start taking it.
All right. Now, the same thing with surgery. How long before a person's due for surgery or medical implants or dental implants? How long should they start before their surgical procedures with the Neo 40?
Again, I think 30 days is good because no matter what it is, whether it's the surgical implant, whether it's the surgery of any time, these procedures cause trauma. And trauma is injury to our body. And so to repair this injury, we have to mobilize stem cells and start this healing process. And that's where nitric oxide comes into play. So if you improve the body's ability to make nitric oxide prior to the surgery, then you're actually going to get the function of that tissue to become better, and then the healing process post-surgery is going to improve. So what we have found success with is starting 30 days prior to surgery. We tell people stop taking it the day of surgery or 24 hours prior, and then post-op, then the next day, start it again, because really in the healing process there's a lot of inflammation. We know that acute inflammation is actually necessary, but this chronic inflammation that doesn't heal, that gets out of control, we know nitric oxide can put the brakes on this chronic inflammation and actually help the body heal.
All right, now what about cancer?
Cancer is a complicated story, but here's what we know, that cancer only survives in an environment with low oxygen and low pH.
Okay.
And cancer is really only caused by three major things. Number one is an infection, an oral infection that shuts down the meridians that serve a particular organ.
Now, wait a minute.
Number two is low thyroid.
Go over that again.
So an infected tooth, each tooth in our body is connected to a specific
Each tooth is connected to a meridian.
That's right, which serves a particular set of organs in the body.
Now, for a long time, this was considered not technology, even though it was ancient Chinese medicine and so on. But my understanding now is that neurologists have developed ways of determining these meridians. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, the research indicates that. And look, what I've realized is that things that work stand the test of time. Acupuncture, traditional medicines, all these have stood the test of time.
Okay.
And it's very effective. So there's got to be a way that our body talks to, each tissue in the body talks to other tissues, and it's done through these acupuncture meridians.
Right.
And so the tooth is kind of acts like the circuit breaker in that meridian. You get an infection in that tooth, then typically those organs will fail. But again, going back to the characteristics of what the conditions where cancer grows, it's in a low pH, low oxygen environment, a lack of nitric oxide. And so if you restore nitric oxide production, you start dilating blood vessels and getting oxygen and basically improving the mitochondrial effects of oxygen, then you can overcome those conditions upon which cancer will no longer grow.
Now, you said low pH, that's going to be an acid environment, so you want to strive towards alkaline diets and staying away from acid-producing foods and drinks and so on. Is that right?
That's correct.
So, one of the problems, however, in my experience with oncologists who are doctors who treat cancer, is that when they start their cancer therapy and their chemotherapy or their radiology treatments, they really don't want any supplements or any kind of outside things other than food to be in the person's body while they're doing their treatment. Now, how does Neo 40 fit into that mold?
Well, I don't know if it does, and here's what we do. We're not here to give medical advice or try to tell physicians how to treat their patients. What my mission is to educate and inform docs on the importance of nitric oxide,
okay,
and let them make their best on medical judgment on how to use it or whether they use it in their practice. And I think it's important to say that that nitric oxide is not a silver bullet. It's not an end-all, be-all, cure-all.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that it serves essential functions in the body, then if your body can't make nitric oxide, you lose the functionality of many of these things, and they fail. And the consequences of this failure manifest itself differently in different people. And the last manifestation is cancers. And so we know that. The science is there. The research tells us that. And that's what we focused on, is really trying to figure out what goes wrong in people that can't make nitric oxide and then fix that. And when you fix nitric oxide production pathways, good things happen.
All right. Now, there are other sources of oxygen. Of course, there's hydrogen peroxide, and then there's ozone. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so oxygen, or O2, is obviously the air we breathe. It's 21% of the air we breathe. And our body actually, through the metabolism of oxygen, makes hydrogen peroxide. It's how we kill off pathogens, bacteria.
All right, wait a minute. Our body makes hydrogen peroxide.
It does, and that's through normal respiration. I mean, there's enzymes like superoxide dismutase that basically neutralize superoxide oxygen radical into hydrogen peroxide, and there's other enzymes like catalase that will actually turn hydrogen peroxide, or H2O2, into water, or H2O.
All right, and then so hydrogen peroxide in the body, where the body makes it, is a very valuable antibiotic.
Well, it can be. I mean, look, if it's the right place at the right time, it can serve important functions. The problem is when these enzyme systems that neutralize the peroxide fail, then you get an overproduction of peroxide, and that's toxic to cells. And so it's really, the human body is very precise and controlled regulation. And I think that's what we have to focus on in medicine, is fixing the underlying problem rather than giving synthetic drugs that inhibit a particular enzymatic pathway.
So the Neo40 can change and improve these enzyme systems so that you can have better bacterial control, is it?
Well, what we focused on is the enzyme that makes nitric oxide.
Okay.
We know the basic science, I would say, better than anybody on the planet, and we've been able to fix that enzyme. So we understand what goes wrong with the enzyme and the lining of the blood vessels that happens when it can't make nitric oxide. We give the body the substrates and the components that it needs, and then we fix that enzyme. So we're very good at that. I mean, that's the basis of my discoveries, my patents, the clinical trials. But all these other enzymes, we don't know. We don't focus on that.
All right.
But what we focus on is nitric oxide. That's what we do, and that's what we do better than anybody on the planet.
Now, what about ozone and ozone therapy? And what about hyperbaric oxygen therapy?
Yeah, these are all proven treatment modalities. Hyperbaric's been used for a number of years, and basically it's just using high pressure to push oxygen into so-called hypoxic or low-oxygen tissue. But here's the thing. If you fix nitric oxide and dilate the blood vessels, there's no need for hyperbaric oxygen.
Okay.
Because you don't need the pressure. You dilate the blood vessel, the oxygen goes in there naturally. You don't need high pressure. Now, with ozone, that's a different molecule, and we find that it can actually has antibacterial and antibiotic, antimicrobial mm-hmm. function. And the interesting thing about the reaction with ozone and nitric oxide is it generates light. And so if you give ozone therapy and you make nitric oxide, then you basically have this endogenous phototherapy.
Really? Makes light?
It does make light. In fact, that's the basis for my nitric oxide analyzer, so you know we can actually detect and quantify nitric oxide gas. And you do that by reacting with ozone, and it creates this electronic excited electronic state, and it emits a photon, and we can generate light from that. In fact, that's the basis for detection.
Well, now I understand that there is light therapy for pathogens as well.
There's different wavelengths of light that have different properties on different microbes and different enzyme systems in the body, and there's a lot of companies out there who are selling light, intravenous laser, uh-huh. Infrared light for anti-aging, for wound healing. So this is technology that's been out there, and it depends specifically on the wavelength of light used.
All right, is it correct to say that oxygen selectively attacks only disease cells because disease cells have damage or missing antioxidant shielding? Is this correct?
I think at the basis of the core of dysfunction in a cell isn't really, it's partly due to the oxygen availability, but it's how the cell utilizes that oxygen to make cellular energy, which is ATP or adenosine triphosphate. And that occurs through the mitochondria. So if the cellular mitochondria are dysfunctional, then you can give that cell oxygen, but it's not going to metabolize it in an efficient manner. And through that inefficient process, it's going to generate a lot of oxidative stress and oxygen radicals and basically lead to a dysfunctional cell. Then the other important thing about what nitric oxide does is it actually recouples the mitochondria to where you can deliver oxygen to the cell and actually make the cell more efficient in the utilization of that oxygen. And that's all determined by the production of nitric oxide.
Now, is it? Tell me if this is correct. All disease is a lack of enough oxygen.
There's not a single disease out there that doesn't have dysfunctional mitochondria. It doesn't matter if it's Alzheimer's or cardiovascular disease or type 2 diabetes, autoimmune disorders from lupus to rheumatoid arthritis, ALS. All these are characterized by a cell that has a dysfunctional mitochondria.
And now, what is a dysfunctional mitochondria for my listeners?
Well, if you remember back from high school biology, the mitochondria are the powerhouses of the cell. They're actually the part of the cell that utilize oxygen to make energy. And the currency of energy in a cell, for that cell to perform all its functions, is ATP. And so you basically reduce molecular oxygen through these series of complicated biochemical reactions, and you generate water on the other end. But if those mitochondrial enzymes are dysfunctional, then you generate a lot of oxygen radicals, and you basically make the cell sicker than it originally was. So what we have to do is control the delivery of oxygen to that cell, but also make sure that the cell can utilize that oxygen in an efficient manner. And that's through fixing the mitochondrial electron transport chain, these proteins and enzymes in there, which nitric oxide controls and regulates the function of mitochondria. So when nitric oxide fails, mitochondria fails, disease sets in.
So what you're saying is that the Neo40 is going to enable these enzymes to be corrected in their proper function and build up. And go ahead.
Yeah, so here's what we know from the basic science, and is that nitric oxide does this, everything that I just mentioned. And the fact that Neo40 generates nitric oxide, we can put two and two together. But here's what I can't say, that Neo40 fixes these enzymes and fixes and treats disease. Neo40
is
registered with the FDA as a dietary supplement, and it's not intended to treat, cure, prevent, or mitigate any disease.
We need to get that real clear.
but here's the other issue is that, you know, when we talk about the importance of nitric oxide, I think it's important for your listeners to also understand and appreciate there are a number of products out there. So it's not something you can go to GNC and say, oh, I'm going to take a nitric oxide product. Most of these, 99% of these products out there don't work because the people that make these products don't understand the basic science and the biochemistry of nitric oxide to put together a safe and effective and useful product. I think what makes Neo40 different is I've been doing this for 17 years now. I have 9 issued patents, 8 issued patents on this technology. We've proven it in 6 published clinical trials. We've got 7 more trials currently underway. And so I think the important lesson is to look for products that are licensed from reputable universities. My patents are owned by the University of Texas Medical School. We license those. There's clinical trials actually on the product, not an ingredient on the product. There's patents around it. And then number 4, you got to look at the company and the people behind the company. Do they have the scientists ever published in the nitric oxide field? And when people ask themselves that those 4 basic questions, there's only one product that you can answer yes to those two, and that's the Neo40. We stand behind that, and we're very proud of the technology.
Well, I recently had a patient bring me a bottle of some material that was on the label that it was a nitric oxide inducer, and yet when I looked on the ingredients, there were none of the ingredients that we'd normally associate with that. It's really interesting. And, of course, that's exactly what you're talking about. They can put anything on there because there's no regulatory agency that holds their feet to the fire, but it's interesting.
Yeah, that's the frustrating thing about what we do is other companies can say the exact same thing that we say. And so that's why we take the time to spend with you today to educate people on the science of nitric oxide, that they can have the information and the education to properly discriminate good scientific product versus creative marketing.
Now I'm going to go to page two here and from now on, I want you to know that stress is a choice in the dental office. The world's first and only patented technology proven to lower stress and improve sleep quality without drugs. That's NuCom. A quantum leap forward for the NuCom relaxation experience is an upgrade in the software that has been years in the making, and a recent collaboration with executive record producer Dan Celine gives NuCom a profoundly improved listening experience. And I'm excited for you, my patients, to experience deep restoration and balance as we continue to help the planet by managing stress on a personal level, and all the while having your dental needs attended to. What is NuCom? Well, NuCom is a patented neuroscience technology designed to naturally relax your mind and body within minutes and without drugs. NuCom uses biochemistry, physics, and neurophysiology to rapidly and reliably create deep relaxation. There are no side effects, no recuperative time, and there's no supervision needed, and it is available to all of my dental patients. So listening and experiencing NuCom will result in achieving balance between the stress response and the rest response. And so if you have anxiety for dental treatment, the NuCom system is one of the most wonderful advances for anxiety, medium anxiety, or high anxiety. If you have high fear or low fear, we have other systems available in addition to the NuCom experience that will bring you into one of the most wonderful states of comfort. And when you want to have your dental treatment, and it's just remarkable what we've been able to do. We've been working on we've been using this for years. And all of our patients, I'd say 98% of our patients, use this system and they love it. And we keep improving it. It gets, it's just every year there are multiple improvements. So it's something that if stress and anxiety is keeping you from getting dental work done, needed dental work. And we've just been talking about how valuable these teeth are. They have an 80-year programmed life expectancy. Nothing else has that we can do in dentistry that can match that. But you need to have management. And if you're afraid to have management, are you suffering from dental trauma, you don't have to worry about anything giving you an unpleasant experience in the dental office of Drs. Staffel and McLinn. Our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And you'll be experiencing one of the most remarkable dental experiences that is available anywhere. So give us a call, Dr. Staffel and McLinn, 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569, and remember, your smile really does matter. So, Dr. Brian, now I noticed on last week's program, your company came out. Well, first of all, you have a new name, and tell us about that.
We do. We went through a brand transition and a marketing change and a name change. It's called Human to the Power of N. What we realized was that, you know, the importance of nitric oxide to the masses and how this critically affects every human and how that human performs, we came up with the name Human to the Power of N. And so we want to help every human be the best they can be to the power of N. And the power of N is to the nitric oxide or to the nth power, which is almost infinity. And so we know that people can't be their best or do their best until they fix their nitric oxide production. And so Human to the Power of N, I think, embodies that philosophy you know, we care and respect about everybody that uses our products. We want to give them the best technology out there, the best science, and then provide the best material for them to understand a very complicated science. But the one thing that we pride ourselves on is that, you know, we're science-based. We walk our walk and we talk our talk, and we'll always bring the best technology forward.
And you've dropped the price significantly.
We did. You know, there was, as a company grows and listens to its customers and healthcare practitioners like you, you know, this technology was 16 years in the works, and it's many millions of dollars invested, and so this isn't a cheap product. But here's what we realized, and we listened to our customers and consumers, and if price is an issue, then we hear you, and we listened, and we lowered it, because the most important thing in our mission, which is to change the lives of people all around the world, is to get this in the hands of the most people. And so the way to do that, if price is a barrier, then we lower the price just for February because it's Heart Health Month. And then we know that when people start taking this and experience it, they'll see the benefits, they'll feel the benefits. And, you know, for the price of a cup of coffee a single day, I don't think that's too much to ask for people to get control of their health.
So this price break is just for the month of February?
It's a test price to see what the response is, to see what really the barrier to entry is for people to try this. And it makes it more accessible. I mean, we want to get this in the hands of as many people as we can. It's the only way we're going to achieve our mission in life.
Now, what about the age of a patient that should be taking this?
Well, we called it Neo 40 because we thought, and what the data tell us, is that by the time you're 40 years old or 40 or 50, you only have about 50% of the nitric oxide you had when you were younger. And really, this is when people start to feel the effects of aging. What we've learned over these past 7 years is that there are 18, 19, 20-year-old young people that have a vascular age of a 60, 70-year-old person because of their diet, their lifestyle. They don't eat right. They don't exercise. So they have this accelerated aging. So now we're finding that these people will benefit from it. So there's really not a single person that would not benefit from taking the Neo 40. Whether you're young, athletic, and you want to perform better, we have clinical data showing that we can enhance your performance. So well-trained athletes take this. Or whether you're a 60, 70-year-old person who doesn't feel well and wants to live longer, live a better quality of life, then this product's for you. So nitric oxide is a self-signaling molecule that every person needs in order to be their best. And so there's not a single benefit, not a single patient that wouldn't benefit.
Now, how young can a young youngster be to take this?
Well, I have three boys that are 6, 8, and 18, and the 18-year-old started taking it when he was as young as 12 or 13 years old before his basketball games. My 8-year-old will take it now, or half a lozenge when he's starting to get a sore throat or before his sports event. So because we know how much nitric oxide is generated from each lozenge, I feel very confident that it recapitulates physiology and it's not going to give the body more than what it needs.
Now, I've had a lot of programs, multiple programs recently on sleep disordered breathing. And I went to I've been working with mandibular advancement, making mandibular advancement devices for quite a long time, since the 70s, and a lot of research is coming out now that this is a gigantic epidemic and a problem for the entire population, at least 20 or 30 or 40% of the population, the sleep disordered breathing, from infants on up to all types of ages. And so what I've been seeing in my patient base, the same thing. I've been seeing that very same thing. And when I went to a recent meeting, I did a sleep study, screening study, and found that I indeed had a mild problem. So then I went through the whole process of doing a medical doctor's diagnosis and then doing a sleep study in an environment where they hook you all up, and then getting the sleep CPAP. And my goodness, what a difference it makes as far as energy, clearing up dragging fatigue during the end of the day, or when you wake up refreshed and so on, all because of oxygen. And so what my question is, there is such a huge value to sleep correcting sleep disordered breathing. How would nitric oxide, or rather, how would Neo40 fit into the same formula to even advance the sleep disordered breathing repair systems, the CPAP as well as the mandibular advancement devices?
Well, we know with people with sleeping disorders have about a 20 to 30 times higher incidence of cardiovascular disease, heart attack, and stroke. And it gets to back what we discussed last week. It's the delivery and metabolism of oxygen. And so if you're not breathing in enough oxygen or delivering that oxygen to the tissues and cells that need it, then they become hypoxic or low oxygen. They slowly begin to die, and then you slowly begin to die.
Yeah.
So you can't improve this oxygen delivery and metabolism without fixing nitric oxide. And people, there's some data out there now showing that people with obstructive sleep apnea are low in nitric oxide, and that's the reason there's an increased incidence of heart attack and stroke. So people who have sleep apnea or snoring, the first thing that should come to mind is give them nitric oxide.
Yeah.
Because you can give them a CPAP machine, but if you don't correct their nitric oxide, the oxygen's not going to get to where it's going to go, needs to go, and the mitochondria aren't going to be able to utilize that oxygen effectively to make energy. So you have to put, some people need nitric oxide. They're begging for it.
Well, and what's so interesting is that it's so economical. This is not a costly system, even though they're getting tremendous technology, especially even for Medicare patients. It's just one of the biggest bargains that there is. And what I urge my listeners, my gosh, if you have sleep disordered breathing, which is going to be snoring or gasping of air or fatigue or so on, get to our office, Dr. Staffel and McLean, as fast as you can, and have a sleep screening study done, and then we can confirm what's going on, and then refer you to a sleep board certified sleep physician who can continue the process and get a resolution to your problem. It'll change your life. It'll change your longevity. It's one of the most remarkable things that's available. And the expense or the cost of it is so economical, it's remarkable.
It's cheaper than a cup of coffee, and I think people have to, we have to make our own decisions in life, and that's the beauty of the country we live in. We're free to choose.
Yes.
But I think if people become ill and older and get tired of being sick and tired, there's a turning event in their life, and I think if the cost of a single cup of coffee they could take and put one or two lozenges in their mouth every day to have such a drastic effect on their health and well-being, I think it's a very wise decision. In fact, I tell people it's probably the best and cheapest insurance policy you'll ever buy.
Oh, I agree, and we have so many people that are on this, so many of my patients, and they've come because they've been listening for so long, and once they get on it, they seldom do not continue on because it's so remarkable. And now the technology that you're uncovering and all of your researchers and this thing that's coming out through the world is amazing. And so, my listeners, my gosh.
People, it's an investment. You have to make an investment in yourself. I mean, people rely on you, whether it's your kids, whether it's your parents or friends and family. It's an investment in yourself, and I think it's a very wise investment for the amount of money it costs and the results you get. It's a no-brainer.
And then there's a simple test that you can make sure that you're getting enough of this nitric oxide in your system. It's a little test strip. And then you have a book coming out. When are you going to have that book finished, do you think?
Well, there was one of my edited books came out last week. It's called Nitrite, Nitrate, and Human Health and Disease. It's by Springer Humana Press. I edited that book with Joe Lascalza, who's chair of medicine at Harvard Medical School and chief of cardiology at the Brigham and Women's. Although we've got another couple of other book projects that we're working on that are more consumer or lay reads to tell people the importance and educate on the importance of nitric oxide. And, the test strips, you guys do a great job there in your office. I encourage people to go to your office for a free nitric oxide test to give people a sense of what their levels are.
Now then, you have a collaboration or partnership with Cleveland Heart Lab, which is one of the finest heart medical systems in the country. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so what we do, these diagnostic companies, or these lab companies, they basically deliver bad news. So if you get your blood drawn and you have elevated inflammatory markers, then these companies really deliver bad news. But the next question to the patient is, well, now what? What do I do about this? And that's where they partnered with us, because we can provide a safe and effective solution for a lot of this bad news they deliver. And they only partner with people who are credible, reputable, science-based companies that they can feel good about to offer solutions to the problems that they just unveiled. It's part of Cleveland Clinic, and you know, we work with and know a lot of these docs. In fact, I'm with a couple of them here in Ventura this week at the Nitric Oxide Gordon Conference. So it's really an honor, you know, and we always try to partner with people who have good reputations and really share our mission of changing the face of healthcare.
Well, also, everybody knows Dr. Oz. I don't think there's anybody in the United States that hadn't heard of him. He's a major cardiac surgeon in the Cleveland Heart Lab.
He's up at in New York. He's not associated with the Cleveland Heart Lab.
Oh, really?
So Oz is up in New York. But you know, regardless, I mean, look, he knows about nitric oxide.
It seems like he was when he started writing his first book with his associate, the anesthesiologist. I thought he was at the Cleveland. But anyway, being partnered with Cleveland Heart Lab, that's really one of the go-to places when you're having heart trouble.
It is, and we've partnered with other diagnostic genetic companies. You know, there's some genetic mutations in people that cause them to become nitric oxide deficient. So some of these genetic companies who reveal these genetic problems, again, they partnered with us because the Neo40 provides a viable, safe, and effective solution for people who, for whatever reason, genetically or biochemically or environmentally, can't make nitric oxide. This is really the only product out there that does that. So if your body can't make nitric oxide, whether you have a mutation, whether you're old or unhealthy, then we do it for you. That's really the differentiating factor between Neo40 and any other nitric oxide product out there. Your body can't make nitric oxide, we do it for you, and then we basically fix why your body can't make nitric oxide.
So you're partnered with the Epigenetics Rexall company as well?
That's correct. And so as nitric oxide is becoming more pervasive and known, not only in the medical community but in the consumers, then these people actually seek us out because we are the undisputed leaders in the nitric oxide field.
So your message is everybody ought to be on this. It's just remarkable.
I'm 43 years old. I feel better than I have at any other time in my life. I have no issues, but I take the Neo40 daily because I know that I need that daily nitric oxide support.
How many do you take a day?
It depends on what I'm doing. Usually one a day. If I'm stressed or if he shows, I'll take two a day.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Appreciate your giving us your valuable Sunday time, and hope to have you on soon. And thank you so much for this fabulous information.
Thank you, Dr.
And we thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. So thank you so much, and you have a great week. Bye-bye.